Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Thank you, Patrick. Fantastic intro, as always. That's going to be on Patrick's greatest hits album called The Beard.
I think you might want to come up with another name than The Beard.
I missed that. What was the joke?
You said that your new album is going to be called The Beard. And oh, I said, you might want to come up with another name besides The Beard.
You know, I mean.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
I've thought about, like, starting to record some music.
Really?
Yeah, you know. Like, when I was in Germany, I was playing a lot, and I was like, you know what? I can still sing most of the stuff I used to sing really well, but I've kind of lost it a little bit. Maybe I should record something while I still can.
Yeah, just like to what do you sing really well? Like, what kind of music would it be?
Oh, you know, the acoustic rock stuff is what I do best. I'm not much of a, I don't really have a good voice for country. But.
Well, you know, why don't you go grab the guitar? Oh, where's the guitar that you took out of here and brought to Germany? Why don't you can plug it in and you could do some, and we'll talk about it and we'll discuss it. It's in fair use.
Yeah, I don't know.
We could discuss your songs.
Let's not. Let's skip that.
All right.
But
well, you know, you're going to have to play eventually, though. If you're
yes, I know. Sooner or later.
Stand but out
you're
there.
You're really weird
I will
about
tell
us.
You this.
You're really weird about us hearing you do things. And they're when
yes,
Patrick,
because you have made a career out of mocking me and making fun of me.
We
so,
never
yes,
mock
I'm a little
or make
gun
fun
shy.
Of you. We never mock or make fun of you.
Really? Never? Really?
I don't think so, do we?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Are you it's asking fine. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, you do. Yes, of course. We all make fun of each other. I'm just not,
No. Okay. Well,
I had a good trip, by the way. We didn't talk that much about it, but.
But your Germany trip?
Barely fit in that airplane seat, by the way. Like, barely.
I'm surprised you actually, because I thought we had the measurements down, and by my measurements, you would not fit.
But that's the thing is, I do kind of spill over into the seat next to me.
Who'd you get next to you?
Okay, see, I got
true.
Bumped
we
up.
We haven't talked about any of this.
Right, I got bumped up into first class on my first little flight.
Oh, okay. Really?
By accident, or you asked for it?
No, I mean, I just got bumped up. So I think they looked at me and went, put him in the... First
was that on the long
trip?
Is that like
no? That was in the little
Oh, that's stupid.
Wish it had been because the trips overseas.
Stewardess, we need a little more weight in the front. We seem to be listing to the back.
Yeah,
please give that weight up to the front.
I that was okay, but first class on those overseas flights is a whole different thing.
Yeah,
it's like they basically give you your own little palace to sit in. Where you can lay down and
you can sleep. You can lay down.
So I was
flat.
Thinking maybe they'll bump me up to no.
Those
way.
Are really expensive tickets for those.
Yeah, they are. I think it's like $6,000 to fly from New York to Frankfurt with a first class ticket or something.
That's
crazy. Like
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
So on that leg, which is supposed to be 8 hours, I sat next to this really skinny old man. So it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, I sat next to this lady and she
you
was
talked
little.
To him?
I did talk to the old man.
Yeah,
he was
helps.
Very interesting. He had married a German woman like 50 years ago. He must have been in his late 70s. He had married a German woman, and he and her and their kids were all going over for a family reunion, and they were all already there. He was the last one to come because he had work to do. So he owned his own business in New York City. He was some kind of accountant. I was like, all right, kind of interesting, you know. He took it in. He asked me a bunch of questions about where I was going and why. So that was kind of cool. But then we went for bachelor's weekend in East Germany. I've never been to what was East Germany.
Did you cross? Did they make a big stink out of crossing over where the wall used to be?
Well, there was no wall, but the checkpoints. Yeah, and no, we didn't really notice. But you can tell. I've been to what was Western Germany now 3 times. I spent over 2 months there. In the last 2 decades, and it's all nice. It's all really well kept. It's all that you can just tell. This is a prosperous country. Yes. Okay. Even the kind of downtrodden neighborhoods aren't so bad. It's like here in the U.S. You got places that aren't great, but it's the United States. You know.
Right.
And then we crossed into East Germany, And there's still parts where you look at it and go, am I in Russia? I don't understand.
I don't think people realize when I spent a month in it was the Soviet Union and it was still communist at the time.
You were there like right before the coup.
Before the wall and everything.
I was there 2 weeks before it came down, or the tanks came in. But it was exactly like the image that we have had of Russia growing up. It was dark. I mean, it was gray. It was dirty. Everyone was sad. It was just depressing. Mm-hmm. And that sounds exactly what you're portraying.
And you know what? Look, we went to Leipzig, which is this really cool town. And Leipzig is a nice, fancy city. Okay? And so the city itself and the square, it was fine. You could tell it was a little different than Western Germany, but the city itself was fine. But when you were coming in on the train, like the stuff you could see from the train, there were factories that were falling down that looked like they had been falling down for 30 years.
So it looked like Detroit? Is that the difference? I mean East Germany looks like Detroit.
It looked like parts of, yeah.
You ever seen the Packard plant? That is like one of the coolest looking, just desolate factories ever.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
The other thing I noticed in East Germany and in Germany now, since the last time I went, I was only there 6 years ago, but they have windmills everywhere. Everywhere. Those big white windmills.
Mm-hmm.
So they are really trying to, they've got it up now to, I want to say it's 17% green energy in Germany, which is really high. I mean, there's also solar panels on everyone's roof. Everyone, especially in the eastern part. So it's kind of interesting to see. They're just trying to use less
of America's oil.
Less of a, well, not our oil they're using. It's not our oil we're using.
I know. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well,
we're being friendly to everybody, man. We're sharing our oil and our prosperity
with the
world. Oil
from people who hate us, don't you know?
So that actually, most American oil, if I'm not mistaken, is Brazilian, right? I really don't know. I probably shouldn't speak on this.
Yeah,
but that's what I had heard. Is
we
that
buy
most
a
of
lot
ours...
of oil from OPEC, and so does everyone else.
I heard most of ours was Brazilian. I'm going to defend that, and we like Brazil.
Yeah, I've tried to get my wife to do that forever, but she's like, no.
Yeah. So speaking of that, so people have a naked thing in Europe. They don't have a naked thing, I guess, like we do. They just no
they walk
problem
around nude?
Walking around naked.
Like, how
get,
naked?
Do you get into that?
Naked. No.
Like,
no,
dudes
look
and
at me.
Ladies?
Dude, oh, I'm yeah. telling you right now, people in Europe, and they don't look any different than you.
Oh, yeah, they do. I'm the fattest person I saw the whole time I was there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I saw one guy who was huge, who looked like he used to be an enforcer for the Russian army or something. Okay, but even he wasn't fat as I am.
He was just big.
For the most part, man, there's not a lot of fat people. Really not. If they are, they must hide them somewhere. I don't know. They don't let them walk around in the streets.
They hide them.
I'm Why? Just saying. I never see fat
Is that what
people.
You're talking about? But going to the lake and you saw people.
Oh, people just jump off their boats. They're like, all right, time to go swimming. And instead of just jumping in the water in their swimsuit, they just take all their clothes off and jump in completely naked.
Wow.
It's
not
a
fan
whole
of
different
that.
Thing. Yeah, I'm not a fan of it because I don't want to be naked.
So what did you do? Did you just be the goofy guy who jumps in with...
Yeah, no, I kept my clothes on. For the sake of the children,
are you the only
I kept
one?
My clothes on.
Yeah, didn't you say, one? Like, even kids run around?
Oh, yeah, little kids run around naked, like it's no big deal. And we weren't on a nude beach. This was just at a lake. This is a lake in eastern Germany. People just, no big deal.
How, you always hear about beer and their drinking and stuff. Do they drink, is it as bad as
We were celebrating a wedding for the whole week. You know, the whole, and yeah, it was Hefeweizen for breakfast. We're going to have some more beer for breakfast.
Hefeweizen
was the kind of beer we drank this time. That was the
I've
big
always
thing.
Called it Hefeweizen.
No, it's Hefeweizen.
See, I've been saying it wrong for years.
After 2 days, man, I just wanted some whiskey. I didn't want that stuff anymore. It's so...
Do they drink whiskey over there like we do in America?
No, they don't. I brought some with me. I brought a really good bottle of scotch with me.
What were they thinking?
But, you know, well, you know, these are my friends, so they knew it was coming. But it was, and we drank scotch, but no one else is drinking that. Everyone's drinking beer and wine. Beer and wine at every meal. All the time. We started the wedding dinner. The wedding started at 2 o'clock and went until 5 o'clock in the morning.
And speaking of the wedding, you performed the ceremony.
Yes.
You're not a minister. You've never done this before in your life. And Dominic, your friend in Germany, said, hey, I want you to do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And how long was your sermon? And, you know, what did you do? Your sermon, whatever it's called.
It was a, yeah, I did, you know, hang on, let me get
was
the
it,
paper.
Was it
you
brief?
Get it?
Yeah,
it
go
was,
ahead.
Yeah, hang on.
His paper.
He's got a paper, man. He went to Germany. They always have papers.
Peppers.
Peppers, please.
Peppers. Are you saying peppers? Because I don't have any peppers. Peppers.
Need your peppers?
Are you saying peoples? Peppers.
Patrick, we can only stall too long.
I mean, just go ahead and, God, you got a messy office.
Speaking of Germany, at the end of the podcast, we mentioned it on the air. I'm going to go ahead and include my kids interviewing our German exchange student, Tasia. At the very end, my kids did the radio show because they think it's cool to be here in the studio.
Try to read along.
All right.
They printed this in German and Polish.
All right.
And so it's basically...
Do you do the Dearly Beloved?
Oh, yeah.
Or any of
that? Yes. Friends and relatives, we have come here today at the invitation of Natalie and Dominic to share in the joy of their wedding. That's the whole thing. And you read about it, and then I talked about how Dominic and I met. And then how Natalie and I met and why they're perfect for each other. And then do you, Dominic, take Natalie to be your beloved wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do you part? Typical.
Da.
Yeah, typical wedding.
It's the wrong.
And rings. What?
I said da.
He said da.
No, it's ya.
Yeah.
The coolest thing we did was we read from the Bible in three languages. We read the same passage.
Do they call it the Bible too in Germany? Because Tasia calls it a Bible.
Well, that's just a mispronunciation.
German calls it a Bible.
But, so we read 1 Corinthians, you know, love is patient, love is kind.
Love is patient. Petra song.
So I read it in English, and then someone read it in German, and then someone else read it in Polish. The exact same passage. It was really cool.
Which one took longer?
Oh, Polish. Or at least it seemed to.
They added extra
syllables. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's how Japanese to me was always fascinating. Or any Asian language, because you'll have something that'll be 10 words in English, and then it'll be 3 in whatever the Asian language is. Or it'll be 30. It's so weird how the words grow and shrink when they're translated.
Yeah. I can kind of tell what people are saying in French, Spanish, Italian, Dutch, German. I can get a good sense of it if you speak slowly enough. I could. The Polish, man, I have no idea what's going on. There's so many extra Z's and Y's. Look at this. There are Z's.
And Y's everywhere.
And Y's. And just in the middle of words.
Pretty Kakiel, this is young counting, Radzini, Zebra list me, two
There are a lot of Z's in there. Are they silent?
I have no. I really, man, I couldn't follow along. I do know this. Natalie had one uncle or like her aunt's boyfriend or something.
His name was Zzzz, yeah. And he slept the whole time.
He had this look at me. He had this look on his face the whole time.
Like fear?
Just like this stone kind of scared, like,
well, dude,
I don't know,
you go there. You're a large American man with a Duck Dynasty beard. He must have, and you're in a suit. He must have been like, "What is going on here?"
I don't know. He was a very odd looking little Polish man.
I just like that suit, man. Nice, huh?
It's a good suit. You like
it? That's a good suit.
That was a good suit.
Yeah,
you got it tailored and everything.
Mm-hmm. Some of the bridesmaids were making eyes at me. Probably not for the reason I
heard
think.
You, I heard you were making out on a dance floor.
I might have been. I had coffee come out of my nose on that one, though.
Why?
So you were making out with somebody on the dance floor?
Yeah, one of the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 2:30 in the morning, and, you know...
How drunk was she?
Thanks.
Was she sober?
No, okay. But she wasn't, like, you know, crazy drunk. I might have been a little bit. It was fine. It didn't go too far. It was fine. You know?
Like kiss?
Yeah. Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good party.
That's gross. Like kiss, like good kiss.
Yes.
Dang it, really? Seriously?
Yes. I don't want kiss and tell, but I mean, yeah, it was fine.
Dude, she's a Polish girl in
no,
Poland.
No, she was German, and okay. We were in Germany, but yes, you're
okay,
close.
You can kiss and tell on that. You're acting what? Like you're...
You don't think that's nasty?
What?
Kissing and telling?
No.
No, just making out
kissing,
with some stranger on
kissing
a...
Some, if you guys have been... This is all night long. You guys have been eating. You've had like little ham sandwiches.
They don't
you
do
had like
it's all
sausages stuff. And then you've been eating just kind of nasty, stinky, garlicky stuff. And then you drink. You've been
smoke
drinking
at the same time.
Oh, you've been smoking. I knew you'd be out there. And then you go inside, and they're all drinking more. And then you put your mouth on that.
See, this is where Big D calls himself out for never having been drunk in his life, because he doesn't understand what happens when the alcohol starts working. Mm-hmm. You don't care about nothing.
Nope.
Nothing.
All good.
Everything's great.
All great.
You want to make out? Let's do it. Blah, 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 blah.
I don't remember thinking about any of that. I just remember thinking, she's real pretty. We were listening to Elvis sing Always on My Mind. I remember that. You were all, it was great. It was great. It was a perfect little moment.
And then it ended.
Then it ended, and I came back to America.
Okay, second thing, though.
Like nothing happened after that?
No, nothing happened.
Like all the song ended, and y'all like said, okay, bye?
No, we went back to the party.
Here's the key, though. Was it two kisses or one?
Oh, no, it was like five.
Okay, good.
So it was okay.
Okay, good. I mean, because
how old was she?
24. So, you know, a little too young. And, you know, German.
For you.
And, in another language. So,
that was perfect.
It was fine.
She was banging.
She was really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
you know,
what I
tall
call
and blonde and
missed
blue-eyed.
Opportunity.
Not into that at all.
Patrick, I think you missed an opportunity.
For what? To bring her back as my German war bride? What
you
are you talking about?
You could have found love. You don't know.
Come on. No.
So I don't get it. Here's what I don't understand. You went ahead and you kissed her.
Right.
With that nasty, smoke-filled
sausage
breath.
Yes.
You both do that.
Okay, stop making it worse than it is.
And then after you've already done that, then
you
go,
away.
I'm good. And you walk away?
It was the end of the party. What was I going to do? Take her back to my hotel room? No.
Dude.
I
wish I had a cricket sound effect to put in right there.
I mean, no.
It just, I don't know. I didn't want it to end that way. I didn't want to wake up the next morning and be like, oh, so which one of Dominic's cousins are you? You know?
I guess, dude.
I just, it's fine. It's fine. Who knows? Maybe I'll, there you go. Wow, not late on the joke at all. You want to recreate it so it'd be fun? What was I supposed to do? Bring her back to my hotel room?
Bite me, man. It took me a while to pick this up. I got a new app that has all these dumb little things on it.
Is it a sound thing like to sleep better and everything?
No. It's like sound effects.
I have got the best app, dude. It is a that's pretty good.
Barney Fife's calling us.
Yo.
Hello.
Is Andy there?
Dude, you remember all those little
Yes, Mr. Haynes.
Barney Fife calling people thing?
Oh yeah. Oh, good. A little rim shot. Very nice. So how'd everything work here while I was gone? No problems? No.
Everything was great.
No issues. It was all good.
Nice to hear I was missed. That's always good.
Sadly, we missed you, but...
I took care of most of the stuff I do before I left. So it was
look
good.
At this. This is a sound effect. It's an airplane cabin.
This is how it's down.
I want to fall asleep now.
Hi, this is my seat here. Okay, yeah, you sit there, please.
Oh my god.
Oh, I think I'm sitting. I think you're sitting on my thing. You're over into my seat. I'm so sorry. Let me move this over here. Oh boy. Ma'am, can I get a extension?
I've learned that you don't even have to ask for one. You just get the stewardess, make eye contact with her, and do the little seatbelt motion, and they know. They know.
Hey, ma'am, can I get a little, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's way better. Whew. So, I'm going to Germany. Where are you going?
To breathe.
I'm on the same plane to you. I'm going to Germany as well. Wow. Yeah. So what's your name? My name is Friedrich. Wow. Are you from Germany? Are you going to talk to me the entire time? No. I mean, that's cool.
Let me paint a picture for you. You know how...
Can I turn the airplane sound
off? No, leave
it
on for a second. You know how when you're in the plane and the seat in front of you is where your tray back is. So you lower the tray and it's fine, right? Well, if you're in the front, I was on the way to Germany, I was in the front seat of my section, which is great because I had a lot of leg room. But you know where your tray is? It comes up out of the side of your armrest.
Impossible to use.
Oh, my God. So it comes up out of the side, and it's supposed to go in front of you.
But your belly's in the way.
But for me, it literally just kind of went right on my belly and
at an angle.
Now you have a BMX ramp.
Yeah, it was completely useless. When I took it out, I could see the look on the stewardess's face watching me take the tray out, thinking to herself, well, this is just never going to work. It did not.
Are you an actor? I'm sorry?
Excuse me?
Yes. Are you not the John Candy?
Oh, thank you. With the beard, I don't look like John Candy so much as I do without it.
Anyway, yeah. It's a great app.
So I had to eat my little hot, little nasty airplane food with holding the tray in my hand the whole time, probably for the best.
Can you please say, brothers hug?
No.
Can you do the big fat guy in a little coat? That is my favorite part.
Do you think all German people see me as Chris Farley or John Candy?
Would you like to make out? We've never met before.
Hi, what is your name? My name's Patrick. Do you want to make out with me on the dance floor right now? Okay. I have breath of sausage. That's okay. Okay, we're going to do it on three.
Two.
Three. Could you let me go, please?
I don't like where this went, by the way.
It went in great places.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Please stop following me. It was just a kiss.
Okay. By the way, when you walk through, and this is the podcast, so I feel like we can say this. When you walk through the red light district in Frankfurt,
mm-hmm.
which
is like the mm-hmm. hookers.
Yeah.
Okay.
We it's right by the train station. So we took the train a few times. We had to walk to catch the basically not the subway, but the in-town train. And while you're walking past those places, they have barkers. They have like people who try to get you to come inside. So they stand there at the door and hey!
Oh, that's like it's like carnies.
Hey, come on. Yeah. Hey, why don't you come in,
they're
man? Take a look
carnies.
Around.
So carnal carnies,
carnal
dude.
Carnal carnies or carnalies, if you will. And they stand at the door of these places. They start in German, and then they go usually to French or English, okay? But they speak multiple languages.
Are the women in a
It's not like in Amsterdam where they're standing in the windows and you can see them. You have to go inside to see the girls.
Oh.
Okay, but they want you to come inside.
Yeah.
Hey, man, come inside. You want to come inside? Come on. No, the girls. And one guy, my favorite, he started in German, and then he switched to English. He had this really thick
sounded like Milli Vanilli.
Middle Eastern kind of accent. Okay. I don't know where he was from. But he goes, hey, man, you want to come inside? We got some really nasty girls in here, man. I was like, I think I know what he means, but I don't think that's not what we really know.
You're
I don't
right,
want any
sir.
Nasty
they are
girls.
Nasty.
They got sausage breath and beer breath and cigarette. Oh,
Patrick, you know what the worst part is?
Goes in.
The worst part is the guy, the guy is there. Trying to get you to go into a place where it's a bunch of prostitutes working in a brothel, okay? And still, they all talk to you the same way. It's like I never left America. It's like walking by, and you hear them start in German, and then they switch to English when they realize you're not responding, and it's always, hey, big guy, big man, you there, big boy.
Fluffy.
Fluff. Yeah.
Hey, Fluffy.
I'm like, all right, some stuff universal. Big man, you like girls?
Do we have any work stuff we need to talk about, or is everything all good?
Let's see. No, I think everything's good.
Big D, anything you'd like to talk about before we wrap this all up?
No.
Hey, big man, you got anything to say? Hey. You like girls?
Hey, you like girls? I got some nasty
women. Girls in here, man.
They're downright dirty, dirty, dirty.
Well, I need to get out of here because I'm going to eat. I have a lunch date with my wife.
Oh, good for you.
So, guys, I think
we're
going to
do
done.
The interview thing.
Oh, yeah. This is, do you want me just to put it in or are we going to play it and do commentary?
Just put it in. I don't want to commentate.
Okay. This is when my kids were in the studio last weekend with Tasia. We were showing her the studio, and obviously once my kids walk in here, they have to turn the microphones on. And
they're such the opposite of my kids. Oh, they're like, okay, hey everyone, it's radio time.
Patrick, have you heard any of this?
I heard a little bit of it.
All right. Well, again, if you want to listen, it's 6 minutes and 16 seconds of awesome. My kids interviewing our German exchange student, and we're gonna leave as soon as it's done. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Here we go.
Hi everyone. This is the Ava Grace, Tasia, Frank, and Olivia show. Let's get started. So, Tasia, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How do you say pink in German?
It's pink.
Oh, this is Ava Grace talking.
Wow, that's cool. Nice one.
Oh, that was okay. Olivia, say something.
Hi.
I'm getting a dog.
I'm okay, getting a dog. What are we supposed to be talking about?
I'm getting a dog. I think I'm going to get a toy poodle or a chihuahua. It's either one.
I love chihuahuas.
I know, because you have one pepper.
Wait, what are we supposed to be talking
Frank,
about?
You're not talking.
Tasia.
Yes.
Do you guys have, like, TVs that are that size at your Germany?
Yes, of course.
Isn't even in Portland, too.
Have you ever been to a Germany game, a Germany soccer game?
Yes.
Was it fun?
What's handball?
Yes, it was so fun.
Wait, what's handball?
It's, like, really fun. Like, you run around with, like, a ball in your hand, and, like, you try to throw it into the goal without anyone, like, is it tackling you?
No, not so, like, in football. It's not so much.
Like, take it out of their hands or tag them?
They can tag them a little bit, but not so hard.
Cool. All right, so.
Rapper Frank.
Hey, I'm Olivia, not rapper.
I know. Okay.
Do I sound sorry. Like a dude? Or no. A boy?
What is wrong with
I'm
my sister?
I'm rapper Frank and I'm so tank. I like Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Have awesome stuff.
Yes, we know. Bravo. Bravo.
It's
I love
bravo.
That. I Woo! Am just so happy that you just did that. Okay. What is your favorite song in German? What? Like, say it in German. And then English.
Zu Hause. Von Adel Tawil, it means at home.
At home. I love being at home.
No, the song what? Means you are home where your friends are. There you are home. You understand it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I love this message.
Okay, Frank, ask a question.
Okay, Tasia?
Yes?
Someday this week, since you don't know how to play baseball yet, I'm gonna teach you how. First, the basics.
Yes.
And then, like, where I'm at.
What's, like, your favorite hobby? Like, what do you like to do a lot? Like,
I already know.
In my free time?
Yes. I know.
I meet often friends. We go swimming and shopping and talk to each other.
I love swimming. Who
yes,
likes swimming?
I love it, too.
I do.
I mean, too.
Sure.
Tasia, do you want to ask a question to any of us?
What are your free time activities?
Oh, all right.
Singing.
I'll tell you.
I love singing.
Doing my homework. I'm just kidding.
I hate doing homework.
But I actually do my homework. But anyways, dance. That's it. That's really all I have. That's all I do. Really.
I love singing and acting.
But seriously, if everyone wants to know the truth, it's that I don't have time. So
me either. That's like the truth. I run out of time.
Straight up telling you.
Like sorry. I don't even need a clock because I'm like always running out of time. So yeah.
My
oh, yeah.
favorite free time is. Turning on lights and turning off lights, eating cheese, playing baseball with my dad, playing basketball by myself, and playing football with my dad
that's
and my
true.
Neighbors.
I play basketball with you sometimes.
Actually.
I play
the
basketball.
The part about playing basketball by himself is true, actually. Because every day he plays it like
I know, but I play it too with him.
I'm a legend of basketball, and I like rapping at my dad's studio.
Oh, you know, cause you know I'm all
about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I am a star too. But I can shake it like I'm supposed to. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. In all the right junkies, all the right places. I see the magazines, working that Photoshop. You know that ain't real. scale. Come on and make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, then raise it up. Every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Let's stop. Yeah, my mama, she told me to worry about your size.
Okay, well,
she says boys like a little more booty to hold than that.
What?
Yay.
Okay, Tasia, no, wait, how do you say...
No.
How do you say dress again? How do you say dress in German?
Kleid.
Kleid.
Kleid. No, it's not Kleid.
Kleid. Kleid.
I thought you said Kleid.
Kleid.
Light.
How do you say Ava in German?
Ava. Ava.
Yes. It's your name. It's same.
Oh, yeah. How do you say, like, candle?
Kerze.
Kerze.
A candle.
That's like Katzel.
Kerzel. Kerzel. Kerzel.
No.
That was like not even.
Netzel?
Kerze.
Kerze.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Castle. Let's wrap it up.
No, Dad said no. Wait, really? Why?
Let's do the wrapping up song. I'm wrapping it up.
No,
I'm wrapping. Don't kick me, please. Please don't kick me.
Can we? I'm wrapping it up.
It's the end of Tasia, Frank, and Olivia and David?
What?
Show.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? Is that David? Who's David?
I said A. That's like that scary story. That
Who the heck is David?
I said Ava.
All right. All right. Oh, my gosh. Okay. This is good. Great.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. That was Ava in the house.
Love
bye.
You. What you guys the heck are you even saying?
Love you.
Bye.
We don't even know them.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.